Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame, brought to you by FedEx, CareerBuilder.com, and Palo Alto Software. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My mother actually one day actually said somebody, I got it just came back to me. She actually said, "You know, I'm not sure I know what Jim does, but he must be okay. He must be good at it." Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Giovanni Cortello is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Giovanni is you, whether you know it or not, Giovanni is one of your best friends. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And I'll tell you, when Giovanni's your friend, you got a heck of a friend. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always good to be there. And thank you for all the good things you're doing. I tell you, it's great to be here in Washington and fight on behalf of small businesses. And hopefully we can get a few things done here.
Well, I appreciate that. And, of course, the White House is right there in the shadow of the U.S. Chamber. You know, some people might say it the other way around, but I prefer to think of the White House being in your shadow rather than the other way around, because I want your shadow being cast on the White House, because we need some common sense marketplace logic to sort of creep in over there. One of the things I want to talk about, Giovanni, is the survey, the Small Business Outlook survey that you conducted just recently. And tell us a little bit about what you guys found about how small business owners are feeling about the economy right now.
Oh, I tell you, well, it's always good to keep a pulse on what's happening. If you come to Washington, you really need to reach out and make sure your feet are grounded, and that's what we like to do here at the Chamber, to make sure things are being representative. But small business climate has deteriorated, according to our survey, and universally all agree that 73% to 17% margin, the climate over the last 2 years has hindered their growth. It's unbelievable. You know, we did a one of the questions. Do you feel you're going to be better off today, or is your is entrepreneurship and small business better off today, or are best years ahead of us? And by it was mixed. 30% felt that our best days are ahead of us, and another third
wow.
thought they were behind us, and one third really didn't know. And I mean, this is a big deal. Think about it, what it means.
In the
most optimistic nation in the world, and among the most optimistic, hardworking, motivated group of people in the nation, our small businesses, hope is hard to find.
You know, Giovanni, I don't mean to pick on him, folks, but I just have to call it like it is. When I hear President Obama speaking about America and about the economy and some of the things I hear him doing, I hate to say this, but I have to, the truth is, I feel like I'm listening to President Carter. And I don't go around taking lots of shots at President Obama. But remember the malaise that we had? In fact, the malaise that was so prominent in the 70s, late 70s, Giovanni, it was so prominent that President Carter even called it a malaise. Remember the malaise? I mean, and so my point is, Giovanni, is some of the things that we're getting out of Washington, some of the rhetoric, some of the behavior we're getting out of Washington is in my opinion, is casting a pall over the attitudes of a lot of small businesses. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And it not only scares small business owners what Washington has done, but it's a question of what Washington will do next. And that was reflected in the survey. And uncertainty is reflected in the fact that they're not hiring 55% of the respondents.
I want to talk about that in a minute, but before we go to the next break, I want to tell you about how your survey compares to other surveys that we report on. The numbers you gave us are very, very similar to other surveys we've received, including our own poll that we take of our audience. And so my point is that in poll after poll after poll, we're getting the kind of sentiment from small business owners from every poll. And to me, this is the kind of thing you would think at some point it would rise to the level of recognition by President Obama, his administration, by Congress. But for some reason, it just seems like they don't care about us in Washington.
No, I agree. You know, certainly the administration has not been able to engender the small business community. You know, you mentioned the malaise, and I think it's certainly reflected in their hiring. You know, the small business group is very, very active. I mean, they still have that fighting spirit.
Yeah.
And they want, and we asked them what they want of us.
Hold on that thought, Giovanni, because we're coming up on a break. I want you to tell us that answer. What does the small business community expect from their thought leaders, from their advocates like the U.S. Chamber? And we'll do that right after these messages. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C. Stay with us.